I'm here to tell you about Naptime Radio. It's a show for moms and dads, and these chicks are super cool.
Mac Daddy and Damia.
And they want you to listen.
Yes, we want it. We want it so bad.
I know you do. Heather and Kate offer helpful info for parents with their power naps. Oh, and did I mention? These chicks are sexy as hell, y'all.
Let's awesome. Ride that train.
All I need is a ticket.
Let's eliminate one article of clothing for one meal. How about that?
Oh, now it's a party. So go to naptimeradio.com or click on the logo available on our site.
Nailed it!
Chase the sun.
Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is episode number 22. Again, coming to you live from the Cupertino Inn. This time, I have friends, dear, dear friends, Nick Ganser and Adriana Ganser. Is it Adriana or Adriana?
Whichever.
Known you easily 15 years. Decide to clarify that today. Just realize that.
Work.
We also know, well, you may not know, I have spelled your name with an N for probably a good 12 of those 15
what,
years.
A-N-D?
I did A-D-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Oh, yeah.
And it is just one N.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's. I think I sent you an email or something and you're like, why does my name have two N? Or maybe I saw it on Facebook and go, yikes.
Yeah, that's okay. A lot of people do it.
Adriana and I went to high school together.
Did. This year's actually 18 years.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Since your graduation or
no,
that
no,
we've
eight,
known each
18
other?
18 years that we've known each other, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Yeah, you graduated 18
we
years
did.
Oh, helps if I turn your mic up, Nick. I apologize.
Oh,
say
no,
that
I'm probably not. I don't even remember what I said.
Listen, capture the magic.
Yeah.
It's a, yeah, we graduate. Wow.
Our town was fall of...
That is a play, for those of you that mm-hmm. don't know, yeah. by a man who used to bang Marilyn Monroe, I think. Is that... Am I... That may or may
Arthur
not be
Miller?
Correct. Yeah, did he write
did he
Our Town?
Town?
No, Crucible. He did Crucible. Yeah. We also
oh, yes.
did the Crucible.
We did do the Crucible.
Yeah. We were theater people!
We were.
Theater! I don't know what I was going to say after that. So, and then you and Nick... Let's find out this. This okay. will be fun. So you and Nick... Mm-hmm. were mutual friends or mutual friends knew each other
through theater also
yeah
through theater also
that
where did college. You grew up in Modesto too
I actually grew up in Merced first and
hot,
then
hot town
no and then moved to Ceres, which is just outside of Modesto
yeah.
in high school and then met her in college yeah mm-hmm. she was doing a play with a friend what was it Played Against Sam.
Yeah, Played Against Sam.
And I went to go see my friend in it and that's when I met
You're
her
like that chick's hot. And I want to tap that.
And then 5 years later, we started dating.
That's quite a courtship. Are you guys Mormon? I didn't know. I didn't know you were Mormon either. That's a lot I didn't know about you. Number one, the pronunciation. Number two, the spelling of your first name. Number three, your religious orientation.
Right.
5 year courtship
right.
before then you're like, now I will date.
Right. Well, it wasn't even a
father
courtship.
Says it's good. Hezekiah father.
Yeah.
Hezekiah Paddock.
Yes.
Yeah. Says it. People, oh, this is good to know.
Yeah.
People don't know this, that there's an old episode back in the day that Bill and yeah. I did where I went to your baby shower or it was kind
yes.
of a baby shower. We were hanging out with the men while the ladies did the baby shower.
Oh, yeah,
we had a guy shower.
Yeah.
yeah.
And all of,
just watch sports
all of your in-laws. Yeah.
yeah.
All of your in-laws were sitting around the TV while the other dudes sat back and we kind of poked fun at the funny duddies. And then before they left, I found out that they're all like fucking war veterans and
yeah.
Marines and shit.
Her grandpa's killed many, many
yes.
people.
Felt like such yeah. a girl in the yeah, world. Yeah, like,
he could kill us now, like, and he's like 90.
And what's great about him is that he's so unassuming. Like yeah. he honest to God, whatever you think a suburbanite looks like, that is Adriana's dad.
Yeah.
That is the way that he's
yeah.
like, he's just got like a little thin face and he's just like a regular guy. But I just like to see that there's a moment that he could snap and shove his
oh,
pinky
yeah.
through your larynx. I don't even know if that's a thing they do.
I asked for permission to marry her, he's like, if you hurt her, I will kill you. And
did
I was
ever?
Freaked. And that was he's been nice all the rest of the time.
Yeah.
I've never heard him be like scary or mean. he was scary that time.
I bet. Yeah. Did he do the, like, I will kill you? I'm just kidding. No, but seriously.
No, he didn't even throw in that.
He didn't even break.
Joke. Yeah, he was just was like, I will kill you.
Oh, she's water everywhere. Oh, gosh. Oh, I picked it up and dropped it again.
We're okay. It wasn't on the computer. See, what happened there was I put the cap back on it. Look at easily half the water bottles poured all over the ground there.
Well, you can have some of mine, dude. You can
no,
have
I'm
some.
Good. I don't need that much water. But I put the cap on it, and I was like, oh, then I have to unscrew it. I'll just leave it here. You're going to spill it, jackass. No, you won't. You're a grown-ass man. So anyway, so he never lit up. No, like no. This isn't a joke.
No, he was very serious. He
really?
Was very, very, very serious.
You didn't tell me that part, that he was
Well, I didn't want to tell you. I was
scary.
Afraid of your dad.
I wanted to wait till we're a few years in. Got to put a few babies in there. Now she knows you're bringing it.
Yeah. She knows locked in. Now
she knows this kind of pipe you lay. Now you man up. You got a fucking beard. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want her to know I was a big old pussy and her 120-pound dad was going to kill me.
He does listen, I should tell you. Yikes. That's great. I like that there was no letter. And then, am I wrong? Like, do you know this man that is the reality a killer? Or what is he like as a father?
He's... I'm the biggest daddy's girl, so yeah, he's a total softie.
Yeah, so you can't even imagine. You don't even see that at all. That
no, he's hilarious. Gentle with her. Yeah. They kiss each other. Hey, Peanut, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
Have you
look
still...
at me all scary and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, but he is the sweetest guy, even to me.
How long have you guys been married now?
5 years.
Good job. Way to marry
No, seven, whatever. You do the math.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I kiss her every now and then. Make sure she knows I still care. Like, have you ever done the thing where you're at her house and you give her a little slap on her ass, like you're not thinking, and then you go, oh, shit. Like, you look over your shoulder? Or
I'm sure I've slapped your ass in front of your dad on accident. And he wouldn't
on accident.
Care. Yeah. Well, like, because I do it so much that... I might accidentally slap somebody's ass who I think is her as they're walking by. So I do it all the time. So I'm sure he's seen me slap her butt. And I don't think he cares because, you know, we have two kids, so he knows we're doing it, I think. Yeah.
This the comic I'm working with this weekend, Tommy Johnigan, he's having a daughter and he has
Johnigan.
Johnigan, yes, there's an H in there. Very funny dude. Look him up on the interweb thing. And he has this great joke because he's having a daughter. And he says, whenever you have a daughter, everybody tells you, like, oh, good luck with that.
Yeah.
See, when she's eight, she's 18, what are you going to do about that? And he's like, she's negative 1 month old. Can we, why don't you ask me about what color her nursery is before we start talking about her banging? Can we get past those steps first? Like, so I wonder if there's ever, you guys have a daughter. Yep. Like, did you have that thought ever when she was born?
I have it a little bit. I struggle with it a little bit, but it's
even
so,
now, even as young as she is,
just when we're talking about what we're gonna do when stuff like that happens, because she's more open about it and wants...
Like I've been catching up on Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
and the
show is ruining our lives.
Sorry,
why? Hold on, I want to talk about this because I have a very similar theory. So that for me, okay. But why is Parenthood ruining your lives?
Well, the only way she watches it is she watches it through Netflix on her phone,
uh-huh.
and so she'll just be. Watch like in the middle of the night, like I'll look over and she's got her blanket over her head and she's watching Parenthood.
Yeah, Tommy, I love it.
Yeah. Like she's watching, like she's reading a porn and stuff in her room, trying to keep it from everybody.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that'd be okay.
I know, right? So she just, that's what you don't like, is that she keeps you up at night?
And then with this, if that is gonna be,
I'm constantly bringing it up, like I'm constantly saying, oh, this is,
well, Adam Braverman, is that what you do?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Well, what Adam said. Who is Adam? Is that a friend I don't remember? No, Braverman, honey.
But I refer to everybody as like, oh, the guy from 6 Feet Under. And
you know. Just say anybody's name. And also, like, she'll be watching it. Like, she'll be sitting on the couch.
And coach.
Yeah.
I'll be working on the computer, and she'll be sitting on the couch watching it on her phone. And I'll look over, and she's crying.
Yeah. I cannot make it through any episode without crying.
I am a big old pussy about that stuff. No, but that's what it does to me. What it does to me is that it makes me look at it and go, I just want to be able to make that family.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Thank you, Mr. Braverman, for setting such a solid example. We are going to take annual family pictures. Yeah. I cannot wait. Jesus Christ. I'm going to have a fiance in it. I know what his struggle is. I do that shit all the time in that show. That's how it ruins me as a parent, because there are moments where you're like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, and it's not a really good...
It's a TV show.
I'm not far into it.
I just ruined the latest episode for you.
She just started.
So there are, and where I'm at, there aren't any little kids.
Yeah.
And so like, we can't relate in that
way. Oh, okay.
Because they're, you know, so their houses are clean and, you know, so.
And ours is not.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I don't like about it is that everything, they do have, it's a fun, there are moments that they trick you into relating with them as parents. Right. But then they magically button it all together, right. Which kind of can make, in my opinion, makes me feel like shit because I'm, and then I have to remind myself, it's a fucking TV show, right. You dumbass. People right. Write that and then they're like, yeah, just make that happen. Make adoption easy.
Right.
Like, just do
right.
That. It's just going to, one day they'll just deliver a fucking kid to your door. Right. And I've never even tried to adopt. I don't even know why I'm angry about that right now. That makes no sense at all.
The younger sister is right now where I am.
Yeah.
The youngest sister's trying
to. Well, then I ruined that for you. We got to stop talking about this before I'm going to ruin parenthood for her and your marriage, evidently. So how did parenthood with the girls?
Because the teenage daughter started to date someone.
Haley.
And and so they knew that.
Or Hattie.
So they knew that she was going to start having sex. And so he was freaking out about it. And I said, I understand that he's, and I was telling Nick that I understand that Adam's freaking out about it, but,
That's scary.
It is really scary. It is, but when it gets to, Ainsley getting to that age, we have to not be naive and thinking that she's not going to have sex,
How did your parents handle it with you?
My mom literally gave me a book and that was it. And turned
really?
Around and walked away. Yeah, we didn't talk about it. And so,
like you're from the 1960s. That's insane.
So I didn't. So
your mom was weird about it?
They were just both super uncomfortable.
What about your stepmom? Or were your parents not split up at that point?
They were split up, but she wasn't in the picture quite yet. Yeah. So, no, when I was like 12, my mom came and brought me a book, and then that was the extent of it.
What was the book called, can I ask?
Like
Your Vagina.
One of those, like one of those You're Becoming a Woman type books.
Everybody fucks.
Yeah.
Why can't Samuel L. Jackson read that book? That would be great. Go the fuck to sleep and everybody fucks.
Yeah.
like some cartoonish version of Doggy and stuff. Like a toddler Kama Sutra. It's funny because you brought this up because I was actually talking to my other friends today that about this, and they was like, you should turn this into your act. Because Jacob, I've learned recently, is that he's way into girls, like big time. Mm. And I kind of used to joke about the idea that he could be gay, and I was always cool with it. Yeah. The only I still say to this day, I would be fine with it. It would be I would have an issue with it if it was my fault. Like if there was some kind of nurture aspect of it, then right. I would be like, oh, because at this point, I would hope that by then. That everybody's like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I know that everything takes time, so I wouldn't want him to have to struggle with any of that bullshit like he didn't belong. But he's not because we take him to school, preschool, and he likes to play with the girls because he's like me. He likes to talk, and so the girls like to talk. And little boys, regular boys that are raised by, I guess, more men than I am, that just, caveman, we throw clocks and clocks and rah, that kind of stuff. He likes, superheroes and play fight, but he likes the drama of it. He likes to do the slow motion Michael Bay walks, and girls get that stuff, guys don't. So but this great thing happened. He told us he was going to marry this girl who's in his class. He told her father that he was going to marry her. Didn't ask for permission like a gentleman, though.
He just said, I'm doing this.
Yeah, he Romeo'd her. It will happen, Mr. Capulet. Poor guy. That's what I mean. That's kind of what it made me think of is that this, you're already thinking about it, and your daughter's what? She's three. A little younger than Jacob. So, you're already thinking about it. This guy's got he's just taking her to preschool, where they're just leaving your house on a regular basis and you have that fear. Yeah. And the weekend, he gets some little shithead kid coming up to him. I'm going to marry your daughter. Oh, fuck. That's what I would imagine this poor guy's going through. And he goes I'm going to marry your daughter. He's like, what? He goes, I'm going to marry Zoe. And he's like, okay. And then I saw him a few days later and he says, hi. And I go, say hi to the gentleman, Jacob. Jacob's hi. And he goes, that's Jacob, right? He goes, you're Zoe's friend?
Fiance.
I think you mean betrothed.
Yeah. Future father-in-law.
Yeah,
show some respect, Jacob.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And then I go, don't worry, he won't do that to your daughter. But I did want to do a joke with him, trust me, he will be nothing but respectful to her.
Yeah.
No anal. And but I thought this was too soon. He didn't know me. Yeah. And but anyway, so the love that he has for girls, I'll tell these in reverse chronological order because this is they lead up to be funny, is that we're coming out of a Baskin-Robbins getting some ice cream for Natalie, and this lady comes in. She has four daughters, one of them a little blonde that's Jacob's age, and fucking just locks his feet and stops and does the slow motion like follow of her as she goes into the Baskin Robbins.
Nice.
And I thought he was still behind me, and I turn around and he's just staring at her through the glass in Baskin Robbins. And I go, Jacob, and he does like a head jerk, like you get woken up, you know? And he's like, oh, what? And
he got caught looking at another
one. Yeah, he was like, and he was just ba-boom. Like, she just floored him. And it's weird to think that he has that same kind of reaction, you know? For me, it's more 16-year-olds, but for him, yeah. Not true. Whoa. But anyway, I like him 40 and above, ladies. Yeah. But, so anyway, before that, though, I picked him up at preschool one day, and he gets his stuff. And all the other kids in his class, because he's in the younger kid class, they all take naps still. So he goes, I don't think I've told the story in the show. If I did, know what, fuck you. But so all the kids are in their little army cots, you know, and he's getting his lunchbox, and then he goes, Dad. Kind of gives me the head nod to look.
Check this one.
Get a load of that, you know? And my son at this point is 3. He just turned 4. So I'm thinking, I'm looking up on the counter for like some kind of craft or some paper plate that he's muddied with his hand and paint in some way.
Is that your macaroni picture?
Yeah, exactly. Cute. So I'm looking around. There's nothing over there. And I go, what? What am I looking for? He's like, right. Like, Dad, he's looking at me like, don't
be play. Cool.
Yeah, play yeah. cool. Don't fucking, you don't burn it, bro.
Look out like, the side of your eyes.
Exactly.
Oh,
you do check the time or something. Jesus, what the fuck? You rookie.
You're one of those.
And I go, I don't know. So, and he goes, the girl right there. Like, and I look over and I'm not shitting you guys. Imagine this. She's probably 2, 2.5. She's brunette, you know, about shoulder length, and she's leaning like on one arm, doing almost the playmate type pose, whatever a toddler, like not trying to look sexy, but instead of like passed out, like drooling, she's like on one arm, like, bam, bam, you know, like she's sort of like a burlesque pinup girl, you know, type thing. And I just had this moment where I look at her and I go, ugh, son, we are a long ways away before we can have this in common. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, you really got to catch up to girls that I can look at.
And he was just sort of giving me the eyebrows. I'm like, yeah, right?
In his mind, it's like, Dreamweaver.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, we're going to be doing some paper mache later on. We're going to be doing a little ghost with some Play-Doh, me and you, bitch. Let's do it upright. I can't wait. We're going to be giving Valentine's to each other. You're definitely getting an invite to my birthday party. There will be a piñata.
Sounds fun.
I know, right? So I just like the idea that he's already like hey. Yeah. Check it out. What's up? What's up? What's up with that? So you have a now 3-year-old daughter.
Yep.
And how old is Nolan, your son?
18 months.
Yeah.
18 months. 19 months.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you like the months? Do you
no,
like counting
not
the months?
At all. Yeah. Not at all. I can't figure it out.
Why I'm can't we just? Like, and but do you kind of feel like you're a jackass if you just say one?
Well, because one don't work. I would say like 1.5 years. That's what I would say. Because one doesn't work. Because one is completely different than 18 months.
You're right. Yeah,
but
I agree.
I hate the 18 months. Because I can't figure it out. I'm always like February, March.
Yeah, 15, 16. He's a lot many.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's born in February and this is this month. So you figure it out.
But I feel it's
that's
fair.
What I tell people.
Once you're 2, then no more months.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when it should cut off. All right. Agree. Official ruling. I don't know why we just had that conversation.
Yeah. I'm glad we worked all that out.
Yeah. So fucking make it happen, parents.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so what was I going to say? So you guys have, I don't have this. You have the girl and the boy.
Yes.
Do you see those exact like differences between a male brain and a female brain?
Yeah. Yes.
Big time. It's way noticeable.
Really?
Yeah, because Ainsley was premature. Uh-huh. And we were really afraid that she would be, you know, farther back than other kids and stuff. And she did physically like walk later and everything like that. But she makes him look like a dunce. She picked up things so much quicker than him.
Verbally.
But even mentally, like picking up things and playing with things but talking, yes. Especially talking. She talked so much quicker than him. He took forever.
Well, we just figured
just
it
really
out.
Starting now.
Yeah. We just figured it out couple nights ago that it was opposite. Like she didn't start walking until 13 months, but he started at 10 months.
So he's literally more physical and she's more like communicative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never get. So does she already, because Jacob kind of does the pretend fighting with his guys and stuff like that. But does it literally like, does she play scenes out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So she, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
She's really creative with her play and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she put on shows and stuff or?
No, she's not quite there yet, not to put on shows and stuff, but she like goes into the kitchen and she has like a little play kitchen, and she makes a little dinners and here, Daddy, this is your dinner. And, you know, and then I eat her.
She's really into her babies right now. So she's got all of her dolls and
really?
Yeah,
she'll come down the hall and shh, the baby. babies are sleeping. They're sleeping in my bed.
Shit,
and there's like eight babies laying in her bed and stuff.
But she'll have gone through the whole process.
She's a fucking tucker, that chick.
She'll read them a story.
Each one a story.
Tuck them in.
Well, I think she gets one for all. One story. All eight of them. And
you know, she's Octomom. Not all of them are getting the same amount of love. I mean, that's a given right now. Does she give you advice on, like, it's hard? I know you have two, but I have eight. So it's really hard for me. If you don't have a reality show, try to feed eight babies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's luckily that I have that magic milk bottle that refills when you just hold it upright. But if I didn't have that, I would be hosed.
Yeah.
And
my fucking man cut out a long time ago.
They must be adopted, too, because I don't remember seeing a baby around, a guy around.
He never showed up?
No. Yeah. Well, what a jerk.
One's a dog.
Yeah, one is a dog, so that's...
One of the babies is a dog?
Yeah.
One, whoa, yeah. She's got fucking interspecies.
And I think that one's her favorite.
Oh, well, it would be. You got to love... because he's going to get picked on the most in school.
Yeah, the fucking werewolf kid. With the weird eye, yeah, that's one you
love. We only know that one Mexican dude. She's going to maybe hook up a play date with that guy. I just really like that. That makes me laugh. She's like, I know it's hard. You have two, but I have eight.
Yeah.
It is so... That is fucking adorable. Do you ever... Does it piss you off? I would imagine if I had a daughter and that she liked to do that kind of stuff, like play in the kitchen. Anytime I hear on the news or read on the internet some bullshit about people saying, you know, you don't confine her to a kitchen. That's not a woman's role or anything like that. Does that piss you off because you have a daughter and you're like, fuck that. That's what she likes to do, or do you not?
Well, we've tried to give her everything. So
yeah.
Even before.
And
Nolan
she has a doctor
along.
Set. Yeah. We don't pigeonhole her, but you just let her play with whatever.
She just sort of migrates on her own to. Yeah.
She'll play in the kitchen,
like
and then she'll be outside, drawing on the ground, and then she'll be playing with ball. Like, I didn't want to say playing with balls, but playing with sports equipment.
Sports equipment. You poor bastard! Like,
well, I'm talking about my daughter. I don't want to play with balls.
But it's funny that's what happens in our society.
It does.
It's Tommy Jonigan's joke really is real? Like, it's like that you can't even say playing with balls without going, fucking hell, please don't. I don't want to see it. Just oh God, you know.
It is something that 13 years away, I'm worried about, but it's so far away that it's not too bad. But
have you talked to any other dads that have older daughters, and do they all feel the same way? Or
I don't really know that many dads who have older daughters like Palooka, and that's about it. But
you might. It would be funny to ask her dad just to see what he said. Was he over, like? Because here's what I imagine. This is my assumption about having a daughter. Now, I know that we can't really completely speculate because yours is only three, but I imagine that the more overly protective you are, the more likely you're going to find a tattooed, facial piercing, goth type situation once it hits, the teenage years. But if you're kind of like loosey-goosey and go have fun, whatever, but listen, these are the expectations to be responsible,
right?
You know what I mean? That maybe then you find that, you know, that she's a little bit more respectful and aware.
My dad was loosey-goosey but didn't give me the guidelines, so then I still went
wild.
Anyway.
So he was like, whatever, but didn't say, but here's just so you know.
Right.
Because my dad did that in a situation of like drugs and even sex, but he did it in a weird way. Like I told my, this is before we changed it, so people new to the show haven't heard the story, but when I lost my virginity, I told my parents the next day.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, I go, hey guys, guess what I did last night? And we were having breakfast and I said, I lost my virginity. And my mom was like, oh, my little boy's a man, And my dad said, all right, son, well, sit down. And I thought he was going to give me the talk, which was weird because he'd already kind of explained to me, not the birds and the bees, but he had told me about why people have sex when I was like seven, because my parents had split up and he had met my then stepmom.
Oh,
and
okay.
Or then his girlfriend, obviously, but I asked him point blank. I go, "Are you guys having sex?" I didn't even know what it was. Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but I don't know why. To be honest, I can't remember what my reasoning was, but I did. And my dad, to his credit, I really think it was smart. He was just honest with me. He was like, well, "Yeah," he goes, "but that's what adults do." Like that's.
What was his reasoning for why people have sex? Was it?
He said when two people love each other.
Oh, okay.
He said when two adults love each other and really, really like each other, it's a way that they show affection. It's a way that they, you know, make each other feel loved is mm-hmm. how he described it. So it was, that's what I think was really smart, is that he didn't go, well, you got to, you know, grind the base of your pubic bone into the top of her clitoris. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, it's going to help if she's shaving down there, because that'll add to some sensitivity. You, son, because you're uncircumcised, are going to be a little hypersensitive. So you're going to learn some kind of like control techniques. You might want to work some Kegels to be able to multiple. He didn't go into that kind of detail.
If I was seven, I'd have been taking notes.
Yeah, right.
Like, how do you spell pubic bone? I'm seven, Dad. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is he was having this kind of really heartfelt, like touching conversation about it with me at seven, when I still thought that you did it in the butt.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't?
Oh, shit. How did he make baby? I tricked him. He was drunk. But anyway, so he had this conversation. Then he sits me down at then 16 and says, you know, okay, and, you know, if you're going to be sexually active, there's some things that you need to know. He goes, if you're going to have sex, you need to understand how to please a woman. Which was not the sentence that I thought was going to come out. And also, even though I have this great relationship with my father, was not the the conversation I was ready to have.
Right.
And I was like, oh, but I was ready. Like, I'm like, wow, how great a conversation is this? For like, honestly, think about it. Well, maybe I should talk to you about
this. Yeah.
Think about having a fit. Well, it would apply to you, too. Like, remember when you had sex when you were a teenager, right?
Yes.
You could put a 50. Well, he wasn't 50. Fuck, he's 50 now, but. Let's see, how old was he when I was 16? He's 21 years. So
well, I'm picturing your dad.
37. So he's almost 40. Well, I'm not saying he's Ron Jeremy-esque, my father,
yeah,
okay?
A little bit.
Without the hog. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's hung, but I'm just saying. Last time I saw it was when I was six. So it might be a perspective. But anyway, but my point is that you get a 37-year-old man's knowledge of sex, and you could just cram that into a 16-year-old's body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if he could honestly tell me how to work the mojo that you can with the experience of a good 15, almost 20 years of experience into it, you know what I mean? If he could teach me those moves, oh my God, the word would spread on high. All I would have to do is get one chick in a sack and it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chicks are beating down my door. Am I crazy in this theory? I really think it would work.
I'm sure it turned out like that, right?
No, well, he didn't cram the knowledge into me. That's part of the problem. I was excited for a minute, but then he was like, if you want, I could share with you some of my personal techniques, and the fact that my mom was right behind me made me feel weird.
So creepy.
And
your mother loves this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Page 37 on the Kama Sutra book is her favorite.
That's a whole... I don't know if he has people that listen to the show. That's a really funny story. I'm going to tell it. So anyway, but the other thing he said, though, was that he goes, but I have a book above my computer. It's called The Joy of Sex.
Oh.
I enjoyed it. It's got pictures if you want to just look through there, but feel free to grab it and peruse it anytime. God love my dad. He's an excellent dad, but I can't do it.
Maybe you
I can't tell.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. If I have that much of a hesitation.
Yeah,
I know. I feel like a
tell
dick.
It. Don't listen to her.
I know.
She has terrible ideas.
Look at
tell
you guys. For the, but here's my point. My dad, I think, has people that he works with that listen to this show.
They'll love it. They'll think it's hilarious.
No, not this.
That's pretty open. Well, you're going to tell us after this is done. Then.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you'll
then
get
I
to
don't
know.
Care. Screw you, listeners.
Yeah. And I apologize. That's really kind of rude. I'll just put it to you this way. Let me try to lighten it up. Let's do that. Because I always feel like a dick if I say something like, no. My dad, we were having this amazing father-son. I know I told this story a long time ago. So if you've been listening since the beginning, you have to have heard it. But anyway.
On dads or on?
Yeah. No, back when we did it with Bill and stuff. We had this great father-son moment where we're building like a tray. Like a rack for his new flat screen TV. And he and I were up at the cabin and it was just me and him. And I just gotten married kind of, you know, and we're having this intense conversation and not intense like it's serious, but it's just like touching. And you know, now we're peers, like I'm married and he's, you know, married with kids, and it was nice. We felt like equals kind of, for me, from my perspective. And my parents
as men,
yes,
instead of father and son.
Exactly. Yeah, we're literally working wood and shit like two Amish dudes. Like, it's great. And like right out of a fucking Hallmark card. But my dad, because of my family being who they are, and this is why I want to say what he said, because I don't think it's rude. And I think it's because my dad is a fucking badass and I love him for his honesty. So fuck it. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
He said, so he goes, I go, you know, he goes, how do you like married life? I said, dude, I really like it. I said, you know, what's funny is that everybody tells you that your sex life, you know, kind of tapers off. And I go, I don't know if it, I go, Natalie and I were together for a long time before we got married. And so I don't know if it's just that maybe you do still kind of have like a newlywed phase. I go, but I've just found I don't care. I really love her, and I just like cuddling with her. Like, it's just nice, even if we spoon, you know, and like kind of putting my heart out there. And my dad's lining up a skill saw on this cut of a sheet of plywood, 3/4-inch plywood. And this is what he says. He goes, "Oh, not me. I like to make them come until they can't stand anymore." And so my jaw like hits the sheet of plywood. Like, I just sat there, because even as open as my family is, and as much as I love them for it, and but it was just shocking.
Yeah.
And then you have that shock of like, did he just say what I think he just said? And then he go, and then when he says he means my mom.
Yeah.
And both of my moms.
You actually had that moment of your dad is more manly than you'll ever be.
Yeah. Like, and it was weird because and what made it worse is that he wasn't judging me, because if he was judging me for liking to fucking cuddle, then I'd be like, fuck you, dad. I'm a heartfelt guy, all right? I'm not a fucking ground and pound. That's not how I treat my pussy. I work it. I work it like it's a shiatsu massage is what I do.
Well, clearly he wasn't a ground and pound either, because if he... You know,
that's true.
By the statement.
By the statement. If he does, like, and then I kind of was jealous of him at the same time.
Maybe you need to get that other talk again. Like, dad, can you tell me how to do it now?
That's a solid point.
At 32, can you tell me?
That's a solid point. And please, listeners, because I know he's going to be on the show eventually. Don't expect that conversation to be recorded.
Yeah.
My father will probably kill me. Then if you work with him, I think everybody who works with him doesn't listen anymore. But if you work with him, please don't say that. I said that. That would really help me out.
I can't wait till the next birthday party that I see.
Jesse, come here real quick.
Come here.
So do you stir it like coffee?
Yeah.
Or what is it that you do? Is it just deep eye contact? How do you how do you initiate?
Like, I got a recorder out and I'm recording them. I'm going to listen to this later.
Is it one or two digits in the
home.
Stink? Like, what is it? Yeah. How do we? I'm just trying to say. I don't know.
Just tips.
Do you just put the thumb down there? Like, what is your...
You got one of these going? Something like that.
Your son asked me, so to ask you. He felt it was weird if you tell him. So that's what I'm like. I guess I'm hoping that when my kid grows up, and because I feel for people who have daughters. And so my intention is to raise my son to be respectful. And you know what I mean? Because I do think that, like, and I've talked about this before on the show, that I think that teenage sex is kind of a... It's kind of a taboo thing. Like, I understand it. To me, I feel like it's a necessary evil. Like, it's not something that you can stop from happening completely.
Right.
But at the same time, I do, even though I did it, like, I feel like I had no business doing it.
Well,
Does that make sense?
I mean, I'm
okay with sex. I'm okay that I know that she...
You're not uptight about it.
Yeah. I know she's going to have sex. My big fear... in the last 5 or 10 years, it's crazy different from when we were in high school and everybody was having
sex. That's true.
It's insane. They're recording each other.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, there's 1,000 websites with, you know, like exgirlfriend.com or whatever. You know? And that's my biggest fear, is that they use sex for popularity sometimes, and then they'll do things just so that
but not your
people
daughter.
Will like them. Yeah, that's exactly... I really believe
that.
Her to find a boyfriend, maybe two, maybe even three in high school, that's who she has sex with.
Yeah.
And that's it. And not like just a string of different guys and no pictures. No pictures, no video.
Oh my gosh. How funny is it that our generation of parenting is going to have that conversation with our kids, that we're going to have to say, it's not just about put a condom on.
Yeah.
It's about put a condom on, all right?
And throw his phone out the window.
Make sure it's off or an airplane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, put some sticker over the camera part of it or something.
The day after, check his message cash and his photos and all that stuff. Yep. And then I'm going to have to tell my son, listen, dude, don't tape your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She doesn't need that. Because it's funny that I've had this thought. I talk about it on the show occasionally. On the road, I will take care of myself just because we're in our hotel room, and it's not happened in this hotel room. So our friend Chris, who we haven't mentioned,
He's laying on in it.
No.
Right where Chris was, I was naked touching myself.
You have a bukkake on the small of your back, my friend. But it has not happened in this room. I promise you that. But after you guys leave,
tonight, you are staying now Monday.
But here's one of the reasons why, is that since I've become a father, I've always been kind of into the older ladies, to be quite honest. I like a lady. I feel like she's got knowledge. You know what I mean?
MILFs.
I like the MILFs, and I feel like they're real women. I don't like 20 something. I'm not into looking at that.
Dumb girls is what calls them.
Yeah,
I can't.
But here's my point: is that when I do happen across a YouPorn situation that has a younger lady, it's ruined for me, because I'm like, this poor girl has a father.
Yeah.
This poor girl, like, or, and not even this poor girl, because I like to think that they're cool with it. I don't necessarily, I like to hope in my mind, that's my delusion, that it's not because a stepdad was inappropriate and that's why they're on YouPorn, you know what I mean? But there's this new thing that YouPorn does where when you open up the browser and then you select a video, it opens up like a private chat advertisement where you just get to see a live webcam of some chick. And it's interesting to me because there is an economy out there for attractive ladies, or not even, you don't even really have to be attractive. You just have to be willing. If you got a webcam and a setup, you could just hang out in your house all day, make $200-$400 a day, just doing little private shows and having a good time doing it with little. But the part that I go is like, there has to, this is a dude thing, right? And there has to be a situation in some way, shape, or form that a dude has like, gone. See what's on there on this interweb thing. And then all of a sudden, oh shit, that's my daughter. You know what I mean?
Or sister or cousin or anything. And
I feel like best scenario is daughter's friend. That's what I feel like. That's the best of the worst scenarios. Right. If you get a daughter's friend, you're like, all right. Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
That's awkward at birthday parties for now.
Yeah, not really. She doesn't know you were there.
Is Tracy coming over? Yeah. For the sleepover?
You change your screen name to Mr. Robinson.
Yeah. I sure do like that friend of yours.
You should hang out with her more.
Yeah. Bring her over. She's
that
great.
Would be funny. Yeah.
She's putting a pool in the backyard.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. That is so funny. Not funny if it's true, but funny in this room. But, and that's it. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Like, yeah, that is real. I'm sorry. My mind is rolling through these ideas of what the talk is going to mean for our generation of kids. Yeah. Like, you know,
it's
like,
way different.
Like, and then to think different. Like, let's shoot it even further into the future. Like 20 years from now, what if it's like, you know how ethics, like, used to be bad to say fuck in front of people, like, you know, now it's not such a big deal, maybe in a job interview, but eventually it'll be okay. Right. Like, I really feel like that's where we're headed. Right. So that means like our kids will explain to their kids, our grandkids will get to talk of like, honey, anal's really for someone special.
Yeah.
That's really where you should save that for when you get married.
That's
give
how you
that
tell
vagina
you love
away.
Them.
Give the vagina away as much as you want.
Yeah, but blow as much as you can.
Yeah, but, yeah. Go nuts. Work the shaft. Yeah. And I'm just saying, but keep the bunghole for the man you settle in with. All right?
It's like a gift to him on your wedding night.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. I love that. Here's my anus.
We've done a lot of good today. Yeah. Was this what you anticipated this being? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. No. Oh, because I'm
and there, now no. Moments of the week. Yeah.
There's a part of me that was like, I think this is fun. It's an interesting conversation, but then I'm like, I wonder if they're like, really, this is what we're gonna fucking.
No. We didn't have any plans. Yeah. Okay. All right, good.
Because I didn't have. Well, I did have this that I talked about. I started to talk about last week, and we got sidetracked because what's his name? Mark had. Now I have to find this. Here, hold on. Okay, we're back. So. What I was talking about is with Mark Owens, we started to talk about these health benefits of circumcision outweigh the risks. And he sidetracked us because you guys hadn't heard the episodes yet. They also listened to the show, so the listeners know. And he had his youngest son has Down syndrome. And that one of the things that can happen is that he has an undescended testicle. So when he was really, really little, he had to have an operation on his penis.
Oh,
and he was circumcised. And the doctor came to him and said, you know, I can... He like pulled him aside and was like, I could really clean that up. I don't know who did that butcher job on your kid's junk,
but that sucks.
I could really make that look nice and like kind of doing like a penal enhancement type of situation on his kid, which he thought was kind of funny. And then he said, but yeah, sure, go for it. Make it look beautiful. And he goes, and it does. It looks gorgeous. You know?
It's a great looking penis.
And so that was way more interesting than this, but I still think it's interesting. Did you circumcise Nolan or no? Or do you feel comfortable talking about that?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the risk of... Like the situation, let's see where it says. It says, revising its policy on circumcision for the first time in 13 years, the American Academy of Pediatrics now says that the preventative health benefits of infant circumcision clearly outweigh the risks. The AAP is also emphasizing that the procedure should be covered by third-party payers, including Medicaid, so more families have access to it, which is weird. Like they're saying, it's not really necessary, but everybody should pay for it. However, the organization stopped short of recommending circumcision routinely for all infant boys, saying it's still up to the parents to weigh the health, cultural, and religious implications to make the best decision for their child. Circumcision is the surgical removal. Yeah, they describe
it. We had to sign a form that said this is for cosmetic purposes only. Yeah.
No. Really? That there is no health benefit.
But our doctor told us.
Yeah, we found out that there was because...
Great. This is what I wanted to hear.
It was after we took him in to for his like 3-week checkup or whatever it was. And the doctor said that his foreskin would have sealed shut if we didn't have the surgery, right?
Because sometimes the skin will I guess attach itself
to
the head.
Yeah, and cover his urethra.
Yeah.
So she said we probably would have had to bring him in anyway and get an emergency.
He can't urinate. Bring him in and wop off the tip of his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a much better situation than I didn't even know that was a possibility.
This was a fight for us though because my family are not circumcised.
Mm-hmm. But the guys in my family are.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I think
you're Jewish.
I think I'm actually Mormon, but I think his.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Non-practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
As you've heard me cuss a few times.
And drink iced tea like a motherfucker.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. His dick should look like mine.
Yeah.
Because the way I want to teach him how to pee in the toilet is by peeing in the toilet in front of him. And I don't want him to look at his and be like, why does mine look like a snake? And daddy's got a cool helmet on it, you know? And
I like that his is instantly cooler.
Oh, mine's way cooler.
I know, you're talking to somebody who...
I
know he doesn't give a fuck.
He has a weird dick. I've told him that many times.
Yeah. Weird as in natural, asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking off.
You and the other 10% of society. But also...
Yeah, mine is a fucking Navy SEALs of dicks. I heard you. You're like 10% of society.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Mine's fucking Army Ranger. Of penises.
You're the 1% where we're everybody else. I get it. Yeah,
but also, trying to occupy my pants.
We are very lazy parents. And I was worried about that we wouldn't always clean it out perfect, too. Yeah. So I also wanted that because it is easier to clean when it doesn't.
And it cleans itself. The biggest thing that I've noticed is that, and I've heard people talk about that, there isn't an issue with sensitivity. I was uber sensitive until probably about 10 years ago. Like anything that went near there. Anything. I was like, oh, cheesy, fuck. You know,
and that's not good. That is not good. Yeah.
No. And it's no coincidence that if I was good in the sack in high school, it's because I used the 3/4-inch thick rubber I would use the biggest fucking one. Not because I needed the desensitizer. I was worried about getting somebody pregnant, and I was like, I'm not even, I don't care.
What if I shoot through this mother?
When I was in high school, the whole talk was about, you know, you'd get the ultra thin, but then they would break, and all that shit would happen, or there'd be a hole, and I'm like, I'm not taking a fucking chance. I will double bag that shit. And it still felt fine to me. I had a good old time.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Were you at all worried when, especially the first time, when a girl was going to, for the first time, see your dick? Mm-hmm. Were you worried that she was going to be like,
no,
you have your foreskin? You weren't worried about that at all?
No, because I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I didn't really know. I mean, I kind of had an idea because you go to sixth grade camp and you kind of get shots of everybody else's. But again, my family, we all have anteaters. Yeah. That's our situation. You know what I mean? And that's exactly, for anybody who hasn't seen it, that's what it looks like. It looks like the black dude in fucking Forrest Gump, where it's like that big bottom lower lip.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, that's what it looks like an anteater. Or like,
I have seen one before.
Yeah, exactly. I did kind of unintentionally make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
I like that you
do want to see what it looks like right now.
I've seen one. that's funny. But no, I never thought of that. I know that there were girls that thought it was kind of cool. No girl that I'd ever been, at least obviously she wouldn't have told me, but I never had any complaints is what I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm sure that yeah, exactly. What the fuck is the matter with that?
That would be my biggest fear, is that Nolan would be nervous about it. Because I don't want him to be nervous about, you know, I don't want him to have dick issues.
I think the more I became aware of it.
I've been saying dick a lot. Yeah. I've noticed
it's a good
that.
Word. Yeah, why is that bad?
It's a great word. Look at her.
She's got a gleam in her eye just hearing you say the word. I saw her looking at you.
Yeah, I know you guys might need
more.
To leave your hotel room.
Talk about it some
If you're not going to use it for the right reasons, we will. Why don't you and Chris go get some Chinese
Why don't you say
food?
That word dick again? Talk about it. Get the helmeted soldier out. boots. Mama doesn't want an anteater. I want a fucking just bareheaded, no trunk elephant. That's what I want. I want just the business end. No cushion for the pushing.
I'm not sure that works right there.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of just diarrhea happens.
You're just saying words.
It's still going. I did my joke. Fuck, I need to shorten that. I do. I had, as I got like early on, it never entered my brain. But then as time had passed, I did realize that it was different. And then I kind of thought it was cool. Like I was kind of like, oh, you know, I had somebody, I think one of the girls I was with comments on it. Like, but after the fact, like nobody ever went, what? And also for those of you there, I don't know what kind of high school sex you guys were having. But when I was in high school, it was borderline the way Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver had sex. Like there wasn't a lot of like, I feel like you learn more in like fourth grade when you're at a camp situation or something like that, or with a cousin maybe. What? Might be an overshare. Kidding. But you know what I mean? Like where you there's more looking up full and down of it at a naked body. Yes. You know what I mean?
Because that's what I was thinking is I don't think I really looked down there.
Natalie is the first like completely buck ass like I've dissected Natalie's body like a frog in eighth grade. You know what I mean? Like I know it inched all sides and everything, but I couldn't describe most of the girls I had sex with.
Right, because I don't think I that's why to me it wouldn't have mattered either way because I literally didn't look down.
I know that now. But at 16, you don't know that. I was definitely afraid of the first time a girl was going to see me down there. Like I was, I didn't know if I was big enough or if I had weird looking. Yeah. I mean, I'm a 5'10" white guy. Come on, how big am I? I was really,
That's right.
I was really afraid of that.
That's right. Daddy's about to hit you with these 5 6 7 8 inch of it. I'm just saying, it's you know, it's not quite six, but
it's almost as long as the dollar bill.
Yeah, almost. I mean, I could almost. I'm just saying that I'm past George Washington's face. Yeah.
If I kind of push in my pelvic, it is 6 inches. If I push it in really, the ruler really hard. Yeah.
I was more worried about size when I was in sixth grade, but when it first happened, I kind of was like, oh, I hope so. There was only one time that I was so happy to be doing it. There was only one time that I worried about performance. And one of the girls that I was with, it's going to be really awkward if she listens to it. I'm not going to say her name, but because there's only four chicks.
She knows her name, though. I know
I think
knows.
I know all four. Yeah. Of the chicks
impressive. but she like, I go, what's it? Like, it was the first time I'd ever been worried if I was good. Like, you know, it's I liken it to a culture, like a civilization. When civilization happens is when, you know, a group of human beings get together, they build huts, right? And then they go away, they get food, and they bring it back. And then from there, they kind of learn to harvest fruits and vegetables so they don't have to worry about food. And then they go, hey, if we build our huts next to this river and then we harvest fruits and vegetables, we got everything on lockdown. This is great, you know? Then they start to develop, like, dancing and stuff like that. So
dancing?
Well, I'm just saying.
Skipped over tools and all that other stuff.
Well, the tools is when they get the meat and all that stuff. That's what I think. Like, we're not talking about fucking archaeology, right? Or anthropology.
They get a discotheque and then...
they invent booze and then...
Oh, it's a good time. flappers going around.
Then they outlaw booze. And these are the basics of society. But no, I'm saying that. So when I was first having sex, I was so happy to be covering the what I would call the food and water basics of, you know, there is a penis in a vagine. That I was so happy about that. That it wasn't until I'd kind of done that a few times that I was like, well, maybe I want to make sure I'm doing it right. You know, that's why I didn't tap into my dad's knowledge like I wish I would have. And so... So there was a time where I asked a girl, I'm like, so, like, how was it? And it was awkward. That's an awkward conversation for teenagers to have with. She was like, good. I'm like, well, did you, like, have an orgasm? Like, does that happen? Like, and because she was kind of just there. Like, it wasn't, you know, because what is she going to do? It's not like she checks out porn or I didn't know what was going on either, you know? And again, this is why I think teenagers should not be doing it. But so then she's like, she goes, no, I did a lot. Like, I had like 5. And I remember thinking, like, that sounds like a solid number. I don't know if that's an expectation. And then I grew up and go, she's bullshit.
Yeah. I was like, that sounds like a lie.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Because I didn't,
Because, I mean, back then, I could I could have a double header, you know, back in the day. Now, no chance.
Yeah.
Now you're a Civil War musket. Just one shot and you got to reload. Exactly.
I heard a comic recently, I've put it best, where he's like, now I'm a sniper. Like, I have, you have to make it.
One good shot that counts.
Willie Barcena said that. Very funny dude. And so So that, like, and I remember thinking, like, I go, wow, that seems like a lie, but awesome. Yeah. But I'm glad that I didn't go around and go, yeah, I gave chick 5 orgasms, you know, because then it would be like, dude, you've never even seen a vagina. That's so not true. Yeah. That doesn't, not even close to reality.
No 16-year-old is giving a chick 5 orgasms.
Yeah.
Unless it's over, like, a year's period.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
She's banking them.
Like, yeah.
You've given me 5. She was saying in one session. And I, yeah, yep. I don't, because I remember when it wasn't until I met my wife that I really was like, I got to figure out what I'm doing. And I think we're already almost like planning on getting, we were at least living together. Mm-hmm. And this is embarrassing, but funny to share is that most of my education came from Men's Health magazine, where that's when I realized like I started reading books about it because I was like, why not try to figure it out? I've settled in on a chick and, you know, everything was fine.
You didn't just ask Natalie.
I know.
That the smart way. Yeah.
That would have been the way to go. It's weird. It's funny that I don't think of that because I'm kind of like chick brained, but I honestly, you kind of, as a dude, you want to kind of know. Like, you want to be like.
But it's also like admitting defeat. Like, that's the way we take it. It's wrong. We are wrong when we think it's admitting defeat. But if you ask her, how should I please you? You feel like you're not good enough. When you ask her that. Now I know that that's dumb opinion and ask.
Well, because I think you kind of figure out that here's the other thing. I've been with my wife 15 years. I've still said, like, it's almost the same conversation that I had with the girl in high school where I was like, so is that, you know, that's where she's like, yeah. I go, well, is there anything I could do better? Like, well, you know, let's up our game. We're 15 years into this.
No,
everything's good. Yeah. And we have very traditional-esque, you know, loving. It's not crazy. Yeah, we don't do role-playing.
We do, too.
Yeah.
We're white married people. That's what we do. Yeah. And,
we have to be quiet so Ainsley doesn't come in.
Yeah.
Which she did. Have you had that happen
yet?
She did. We had that. We had the first occurrence of...
Like, she just walked into the room?
Yeah, and what's worse is it was, like, one of the rare times that we were actually having, like, exciting, like, stand-up in the closet sex.
It's not what it's like. Quiet, you're both laying in a spooning position. You're doing what I called in my first album,
No, we were naked in our
luckily we were not.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We were not quite.
I was
naked.
Topless.
We were on the way.
He was in underwear.
Yeah. Talk slower. Hold on. What was that? Just get to the point where she walks in. All right, you're topless. It's exciting. I'm saying just stop before then, so I can have this in the bank. Is what I'm trying to. I don't need your poor little daughter in there. It's ruined for
everything
me. Turn it off.
Good.
Stop the music. No.
Everything was going good, and then all of a sudden I just hear, "Mama, can I?"
No, I hear. I just hear this. Mommy? Like right behind Nick. Too.
Yeah, and she's right behind me. So I just like turn her around and I start walking her out because she's got to get her shirt on and everything. And I take her back in the room. I'm like, get in bed. Oh, God. And then she goes in.
Which is hard because really it's like defusing a bomb.
Yeah.
Like no matter how many times you've done it, I would imagine like you can't not like the best thing to do is just to not freak out.
Which you didn't.
The better you can play it cool. But what I'm saying is you still have that thing of like, okay, go. Like no matter how much you have that reaction and then it's almost too late and then you gotta
part of me was like, what if mommy gets tired while I'm putting her to bed? Oh crap. And then another part of me was like
that's such a classic guy, like, get to bed. I got a fucking ticking time bomb here. You know how much it hurts when this doesn't work out?
Plus, I'm just in my underwear, and I don't want Ainsley looking up and being like, why is Daddy pointing at me with his pants?
Look at the stars. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Don't judge me.
Yeah, it's not going to just go down, okay? Mommy makes it go down.
Men's Health Talk. This is one of my favorite episodes. I hope the people listening enjoy it. Not the people who listen at work. We've had the moment where we've had the scares where it's like, and I think like I've kind of decided like we need to start shutting the door because Jacob would kind of have, he wouldn't obviously know what's happening, but you know, the first time I walked in on my parents before they divorced or whatever, it was really like, it was funny. It's funny now. It wasn't funny for them or me then. I was kind of traumatized by the whole thing because they were having some intense, like there was, my dad said what he said.
Yeah. So they were far into
It had been going on for a while. And I remember being in my room going, I don't know what's going on in there. And I came up with a reason to get out of bed and go in there and the fuck is going on? But I didn't say that. I was like, I'm thirsty. But I just like, I just had this look of like, that is, I don't know what's going on, but it is scary. Yeah. Like,
and my dad, daddy, mommy.
My dad tried to be like cool about it, you know, and my mom was like, huh, what? And he's like, dad's like, okay, hold on, just go in the kitchen, I'll get you something to drink. You know, my dad was like trying to be like, nothing's happening, you know, like. And so my parents, it was weird because it was just me. I was the only kid at that point, you know. So it's my parents are both standing there on one side of our countertop. I'm on the other side, and they've done everything to appease me. Like, I'm eating cookies and milk.
We're going to Disneyland tomorrow.
But they're just kind of standing there, and there's like this tension in the room between them and their 4 or 5 year olds, you know. And so I'm sitting there, and I go, what were you guys doing? And my dad was like, nothing. We were just, you know, we're just hanging out, you know, screwing around or whatever, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But I don't remember those being his words. I just remember him kind of like trying to distract.
Shrug it off.
Like, ah, nothing, you know. And so, which I think now in retrospect, I wonder if this is the inspiration behind why, like, 3 years later, he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to tell you, like. Because he tried to get me away from it, and then I remember there being time where, and I go, but I don't. Why was mom making all that noise? Like, is she okay or whatever?
Because daddy's
good at it. And my mom, I guess, was cranky and tired of it or something, but she just blurted out, like, we were having sex. Which my dad, I remember my dad going, like kind of like, you stupid bitch, you know, like that kind of move, and then also probably more realistically going, now I'm fucked.
Yeah,
like,
now it's a longer conversation.
Now the conversation was over because I'm like, well, what's that? And my dad's like, you're too young to understand, is what he said. He goes, so, you know, don't even worry about it. It's something for adults. When you get older, you know, we'll explain it to you. But he goes, you couldn't even begin to get it, kind of vibe or whatever. And I remember just going back to sleep, and then it was over. But. I don't know what I will do to my son if that ever happens. So I think we might start shutting our door to make. Oh, boy.
Well, they're never going to listen to this, are they?
Oh, I'm going to send them the episode if you tell the story. Okay. So go ahead. Please. I was just head, I was thinking, you're going to tell that story.
Here comes the Mormon sex stories.
This is a Mormon sex story because this is my sister and her husband, and they are very Mormon.
Like, now, are they Mormon in the sense that they're going to be pissed at this?
No,
and that's why you think
it's funny? No, they're open. They might be, but they don't listen, so it's okay.
Okay, right.
But I might tell them just for fun.
Yeah. Theirs is really funny because, you know, they were, you know, getting busy or whatever. And all
through
of a sudden,
a sheet. Right, like
right.
In separate rooms.
With the underwear on.
Yeah.
And that part might be true. They might have had the magic underwear.
Yeah. Oh,
the sheet thing. Come on.
Yeah. Heathens. Those are just.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's Hasidic Jews.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I get them all. They all look the same.
Yeah.
So they're in the middle of their business, and all of a sudden they hear giggling. And they look over and they realize their daughter's there. And so then they, you know, quickly get up and get her out. And then Lily starts going, oh, you guys are kissing. Ooh, you're kissing. But why were you wiggling?
See, that's what I want, though. I want the completely oblivious, unaware, that sees it as affection. Like, that's the kind of catch I want.
She was don't, ooh, you were kissing. Yeah.
But I feel like
wiggling?
That's the Mormons, when they have sex, it always turns out that way. That's what I assume. Like, when you get, if you're a Mormon parent and your kid watches, like, oh, you're kissing, and you're just kind of wriggling. But I don't want, like, two sweaty, hairy, like, just,
right.
What are you doing to my mommy? You know, like, I don't want that. Not that I ever do that. Maybe I should start. Maybe that's step one. I'll ask Natalie. That's what I've learned from this episode. Holy crap, we're already done. Jesus Christ, we did that. All right, let's do some moments of the week. Yeah, it's already almost an hour. Wait, you guys are awesome. We should do this.
You made them. You love them.
Pulling a Riles.
And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally, they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the Week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it.
Before I do the Moment of the Week, I realize that this is the second time in a row I've tried to do this circumcision kind of talk and get through this article, but it's always taken us, like, tough in some direction. This is the best article I've ever found for inspiration, is what I'm saying. But my moments of the week with Jacob, this happened actually before I came up here to do the week at Roosters. He knew he was going to the cabin to go visit my grandpa, and it was so fucking cute. He sleeps in his underwear now because My wife kept wanting to put him in pajamas and he'd sweat like a fucking pig. And he's like me, like, I just really, we don't have the AC on here. It's hot as fucking here, huh?
Look at me.
I'm sorry, dude. Chris, would you mind doing me a favor and turn the AC on? It's under the window.
Sit there like an idiot.
I know. Poor Chris. Chris is another friend of ours from high school. It's rude. I should have given him a mic. I don't even think I have one. All right. That makes
sense. He's not a dad. He doesn't belong.
I know.
On the
we
show.
Did like the weird no girls allowed. Yeah.
Shit out of kid, asshole. Then you could talk into a microphone for
put
free.
We should have put like a sheet or something right here so he couldn't even see
it. Stop looking at us.
Try your hardest not to listen.
Stop looking at us. This isn't for you.
Put headphones on and listen to music.
He's just sitting in the bathroom. By
quietly.
That's funny. So anyway, thank you, Chris.
Go get his food, asshole. Seriously, though, I'm hungry.
So he goes, we'll go eat after this. We'll wrap it up. Oh, my God, yeah. He comes out. He goes, he's sleeping in his underwear, and he just started this thing where he'll kind of get dressed, or he'll come down in his underwear and you got to remind him to go get dressed. Well, this day he knows he's leaving to go to the cab, we're going on a road trip. He comes down fully dressed, like ready to go, and Natalie was already downstairs. She's like, well, look at you. And he goes what? She goes, you're already dressed. He's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. We got a road trip. You got to fucking do this. Yeah. Like, and then he goes, and then he said, why do we not turn that on? I can already feel it. I'm so sorry.
It does feel nice, yeah.
So anyway, then he goes, and Natalie goes, well, okay, well, let's go get your toys packed. He's like, no, I already did it. So he had gotten up in his room and packed his toys and then gotten fucking dressed. How excited is this kid to leave his parents?
Yeah. I just can't wait to get away from you guys. You guys are the worst. Grandpa lets me play hammer nails and have a good
he's
time.
Having a fun. Well, then we went to see my grandparents. That's where we did the exchange. My dad met us there in Modesto before I drove out here. And it was really adorable because my grandpa likes to joke with kids. He's like, so what are you going to do up there with Grandpa? Are you going to have fun with him? You going to work? And or no, he didn't say fun. He goes, you going to work with him? Get some stuff done? And and Jacob goes, no. And he goes, oh, well, what are you going to do? And he goes, I don't know why he is.
That's
a redneck.
What he sounds like.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That's funny. That's another moment of the week for Mike. We did a play, and he said something like, we did Fiddler on the Roof. And for anybody who knows the musical, there's this exchange between Tevye, which I played, and this guy, Laser Wolf. And I think that I'm talking about my prized milk cow or something like that, or a donkey, I think it was.
Cow.
And then Laser Wolf is talking about Tevye's oldest daughter or whatever. So that's a funny little, you know, who's who kind of situation. And my grandpa, we're doing this scene, and my grandpa blurts out, he's talking about an old milk cow.
Like, during the show?
Yeah, during the show. Awesome. He just blurts that out because he didn't wear his hearing aids, and I fucking love that man. But
he is God damn awesome.
It, he's the
he
best. Awesome.
He's talking about an old milk cow.
So anyway, and if you haven't heard already, there's a bonus episode with my grandfather on it that a redneck drops some fucking mad knowledge.
It's
love
awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So anyway, so we go over there and he goes, so you're going to work? And he's like, no. He goes, what are you going to do? And he goes, well, I'm going to play with grandpa and then we're going to watch TV shows and movies. Like he already knows what's going to happen. That was cute. And then with Jack, he just started doing this thing where he won't sit in his high chair anymore. He wants to sit in the table chair. We have a little mini Toy Story table chair. And he insists on eating with a utensil, but he can't do it. So you have to stab a grape for him. And then you can't put it. He's like, give me that thing. Yeah. I know how to do it from here. And then he'll just like poke at the bowl and then you help him stab it. And then he puts it in his mouth. But it's pretty fucking adorable. So you guys could do one each or you could do two each. I don't care. I've never had three people on the show that I can remember.
First. Go ahead. Yeah, you go first.
Actually, I have two. I have one for each because I love my children equally.
No, we did. No, we planned it out.
Oh, good.
And he told me not to tell him what my moment of the week was.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are the best.
Chris said the same thing, too. He's like, I don't want to know your moments. I want to hear them live.
You guys are awesome. That's funny.
My first moment is with Ainsley, our daughter.
Turn that off. I can't.
Sorry. He's watching you porn. Don't you use my bed before I get a chance to. Son of a bitch.
We took Ainsley to this park in Riverbank. I was playing hooky from work, and so we got to go to this park that I haven't been to because it's a really cool park. It's right by the river and everything, so we can go throw rocks in the river and has a really cool playland. And I'm playing with her. I don't sit on a bench and stuff. I like to go out there and go on the swings and go down the slide with her and stuff because I have fun too.
Yeah,
Daddy needs fun too, and she's up. Like going up these stairs and going down these stairs, and I'm on the ground looking up at her, and there's another little kid playing there, a little girl, and her brother. annoying little kids. Oh my gosh. I can't.
Oh, were you there for this?
Yeah, she was sitting on the bench.
I was.
Reading an iPad. that is not a joke.
No, I was.
And
Real Housewives of Modesto. You're not a housewife anymore, but that's
the little girl wanted was trying to play with her brother, and she was saying, "Come, help me, help me, help me, save me, brother, help me, help me." Actually, she wasn't saying brother. I don't even know if it was her brother. Could have just been another kid, but she was calling for help, and Ainsley was getting very worried. She was like, "Oh, she needs you.
Somebody help!
Yeah, somebody help her!" And the little boy did not want to play at all, and he was just like, "No," and he kind of walked off. And Ainsley kind of looks over, and she goes, "Ainsley to the rescue," and ran up to try to help her. I loved it. Oh my god, it was like watching my daughter become a superhero.
I know, that's great.
It was
fantastic. Nobody else is gonna do it. I guess I'm gonna have to handle this shit.
There comes a moment when one girl has to step up. I was so proud.
I could do that with this mic. One girl with one playground.
Ainsley to the rescue, and just that, like, because I've never said that to her. Like, where did she, you know, Team Umizoomi or whatever cartoon she got that from? Oh, I was so
Team
happy.
Umizoomi.
Yeah, that's her favorite cartoon.
And I was yelling in that episode of where Joseph Bears was talking about La La Loops. Whatever. I was one of the moms yelling, and then
yelling at us about who is who and all that stuff.
It's La La Loopsy, asshole.
You guys are the inspiration for my Yo Gabba Gabba bit on my last album, I watched You're the House is the only place I've seen Yo Gabba Gabba. And I remember watching that shit and then not being able to stop. And just being like, I don't know what the hell is happening. And you're like, but the kids love it.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
And then my moment for Nolan is, interrupted me, the man.
Sorry, I'm such an
My moment for Nolan is...
you when you go to the doctor.
You're not supposed to do off-show jokes.
Yes, I am. It's my show.
Nolan has he's adverse to kissing, and I like to show my affection for my
Ainsley
children.
Was big about it. Big, those big open mouth.
Tongue kisses.
She'll drop a tongue on you. She is full-blown French.
Nolan just started it. And it's still like, I gotta kiss. You're so excited when he gives you a kiss because it's once a month if you're lucky and stuff.
You kiss him, like,
for me, he kisses a little better. But
my son did that. Jacob did that. So maybe it's just a normal thing. Likes it now. Now he loves it. But
he's just starting to like it because he was sitting on my lap and he gave me a kiss and I was really surprised and I kind of laughed, and it made him laugh. So then he just kept kissing me and he grabbed my face and pulled my face in closer so he could keep kissing me. And he'd, with his mouth wide open and stuff.
It's such a funny reflex.
It's hard not to open your mouth.
Yeah.
It really is. I know he's a guy and my son.
And keep your eyes open, right?
Yeah. Just like, I'm like, and I'm turning to the left. 30 degree tilt.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
You are a good kisser, son.
That's such a weird reflex, I wish you guys. I get the joy of knowing what your cute as hell kids look like. I just love the idea of fucking little chunky leg, no leg. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he thought it was so funny because every time, and I was just like, "Yes, this isn't funny. This is love."
I know. Yeah. Like him, it's
quit laughing at my moment.
Yeah. It's a joke. You're half crying. Yeah. Like, I know. I love you too. It's fun. Dad.
But now I use it. Now I'm like, ha ha ha, give me a kiss. Ha 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 ha. Like that. Give me a kiss. I steal any kiss I can from that kid. Yeah.
You're the best.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ainsley sort of goes along with Nick's because I'm always so shocked when she comes out with something that's, when they just say something that's so adult.
That we didn't teach her.
Yeah, you didn't influence her.
And so she got to go to preschool for the first time, and on the walk home from preschool, because it's close, she stopped and was like, "Ooh, what's that?" And got down and was looking at something, and it was just a smashed dead bug. And so I said, "Oh, sweet girl, come on, gross, it's dead bug." And she goes, "Ah, you're right, it is a dead bug."
I like just that even her stop, right. Like you're two old red hat ladies. Like, oh, what is this? This seems like an adventure. Oh, you're right, mother.
Yeah, that's what I expected her to gonna say, just sometimes
silly me, sally forth, let's go home.
Perhaps we could stop by the equestrian center on the way, talk to Barbie,
or maybe the haberdashery. I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know either, but I liked it. It sounded delicious.
Good word.
Yeah.
And then Nolan's is the stupid pediatrician freaked us out last month because we had the 18-month, and she was saying, "Oh, does he say 15 words?" And I was like,
"Who the fuck says that? What the hell?" Are you
yeah,
talking? Like,
does he say 15? He needs to say 15 real words. And I said, "No,
she's got to be new or something."
At the time, he wasn't because he's been real
normally
slow.
Normally, she's good. We like her a lot, but yeah. Boy, this was out of the blue and kind of scared us. And stuff.
Yeah, so because he's been slow to speech.
Kids are a little dumb. I love him. I love my son.
Right. Yeah.
And so I had gotten really freaked out, but literally after the doctor's appointment, a switch went on, and he's been talking, and so he was swinging the other day, and he's also started pointing, which I love because there's nothing cuter than that fat little finger just pointing at stuff. And so we were swinging, and he was saying something, and I said, "What?" And he goes, "Tree," and he was pointed at the tree, and I was so excited.
She cried and cried,
and then he kept kissing her, and she didn't know why.
God, these people need so much affection. I don't get it.
They're so needy.
Yeah, it is true. We are the needy ones because I'll kiss them until they push me away. Yeah. And I think both of them really are allergic to my kisses because I'll kiss them so much they have rashes on their neck.
No, it's your beard. You know that.
Like, no, before I'll shave my beard, all gone. Same rash, right? Like, we've tried everything.
Yeah.
I think they're allergic to my drool. I got to stop drooling on our kids.
What if it was like, I really wanted to be like, you ate like peanuts or like strawberries, but you didn't know? Like, you know how that stupid shit happens that you're like, no fucking shit. If you just CSI'd yourself a little, like, what if that's what it was?
I had a tuna fish all on the side of my mouth, and
she puffed up like a blowfish. I don't understand why this kid won't let me love him. He literally, like, it was his own defense mechanism. Well, that was a lot of fucking fun. Thank you guys. Yeah.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for coming out and doing it. Yeah. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Don't forget to pick up my new album, I Love My Kids, I Swear, is available right now through JustinWorsham.com in the store as a digital download. It'll be available on iTunes on October 1st, and I will have physical copies available by then as well, but it will always be cheaper on my website than it will be on iTunes. Please continue to spread the word. They have this cool thing on Stitcher that they're starting, or maybe they've been doing it for a while and I was unaware, but you can suggest or comment on the episodes while they happen within Stitcher, and that helps us out within our rankings and stuff like that. And so, and then now it's because of the Libsyn is who I use for the hosting service. You'll see those postings will come up with links to the episodes. I really appreciate a lot of you guys have been retweeting the links to the show and then sharing it with friends on Facebook. And so that really helps me grow the shit out of this. And I appreciate the fuck out
subscribe,
of all of you.
Subscribe, please
subscribe. Just find some people to listen. That would be great. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, on behalf of my longtime friends, Adriana and Nick Ganser, this is Justin Worship saying, stay frosty.